Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Well, before we move on to anything, I guess we should go to the call here, right?
I was worried.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Okay.
I see it now.
We have a mystery caller on the line. Good morning, mystery caller.
Family members.
Hey, Gary, we were worried about you.
I heard about it yesterday. Listen, my job doesn't have FM radio. They play that Cyrus all day, and I totally
it's serious, and I know it's really hard to get FM radio.
I mean, you
have to have the truck drop it off in the morning, and
it's so expensive, and
I just wanted to tell you, your number one listener can't listen to you every morning, and I'm so sorry. And I have two shouts out to Preston Elliott. Congratulations, first, for winning the award, Preston and Steve, last week.
Thank you.
And, Preston Elliott, this one's for you, buddy. No. Your city of St. Louis, congratulations, buddy.
That's really kind. That's really nice.
That's nice.
And, by the way, sweet tea, Catherine Mono, how are you, honey?
Good, Gary. I was worried about you. I'm glad I got to hear your voice. I thought maybe your girlfriend was keeping you in the basement.
Yeah, man. She took the chains and keys off me, and I'm running loose again.
All right, good.
You're on the prowl.
Hey, I just want to tell you, everybody, I'm doing great. I'm the beer bar back at Dagwood's. I'm getting ready to leave now. I open up the joint.
Where is that, Gary?
At Linden and Tarzo, the best seafood in the city of Philadelphia, the best brunch. Look, everything's homemade.
The best broads?
The best brunch.
The
best broads?
I thought he said the best broads.
Sound like brunch. You know, maybe broads are included with your brunch.
All right, best brunch.
If any of you guys decide to come up there, I'll buy you your dinner.
Let me ask you, so did you say you just opened it up?
No, my friend gave me an opportunity to work there. I grew up with him.
All right.
In Juniata, and the place is so historic. It's got like... It goes back from Juniata and North Catholic days.
I think it means he goes in to open for the day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misunderstood.
Hey, Garrett, do you need, because for your birthday a couple of years ago, we got you a boombox. Do you need another boombox so you can have an FM radio at work?
Look, man, I need something, man. I'm listening to that boombox like right now. I'm listening to you cats every day before I leave.
Well, we got to call cats. It's so cool. You're like little Sammy Davis.
Hey,
I tell you what, listen, you can stream, you know, obviously you have many different options, but, you know, you got to listen. You have to listen to what your bosses tell you to do because that's how you keep a job. You know that.
Oh, man, look, I'm doing a fine job there. It gave me a great opportunity, and I truly love everybody there. I have great teammates around me, man.
All right. Yeah, I don't think
so. By the way, can I come in there one day next week and bring in
what day are we off?
Hold on. All this food and show you guys this is the real deal.
Not if they don't listen to us at the restaurant.
Well, that's what
tell
we
them
just
to
gave...
bring it to Cyrus.
Yeah.
We just gave them a plug. I think they should be able to get an FM radio in there.
Their food is amazing. It's like the number one food in the North.
Well, you're giving all these plugs. They're not getting plugged on Cyrus.
Yeah, I want you guys to taste the food.
Here's the deal.
And the secret sauce.
Hey, Gary.
And the secret sauce.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to be around any place where Gary's near secret sauce.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying, Gary. You know what you might do.
Yeah.
But now you're staying, you're showing up on time, and you're doing a hard job, and you're working, and you're doing the best you can to keep that job, correct?
6 days a week. I do a hard eight every day.
hard eight.
Wow. You're packing hard eight, dude?
I do a hard eight.
Hard four and a half every day right before I go to bed.
Well, I keep them pushes up.
He's talking about penis length.
Keep doing them push-ups, Dad.
Shut up.
Dad.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. And did Casey finally shave?
No, he didn't. He's working on a new license photo, Gary, so you got to come in and see him.
Well, listen, I would like to come in next week with my new family members and teammates and just knock your socks off with the food I'm going to bring.
Well, I'll tell you what. We do have an issue if they don't even know anything about the show. I mean, you know, it's kind of counterproductive.
And I'll even throw my hat in the ring. I'll challenge Casey Boy for the belly flop competition.
All right. Hey, so what we'll do is we'll have one of our salespeople give your Dagwood's people a call, and we'll put together a nice little sales package for you guys to come in next week too.
But it's very kind of you to offer to pay for that.
You guys, this is going to knock your socks off.
Okay.
It's incredible.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
And tell Billy Burns I said he rocked.
Hey,
man.
Best broads in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
All right.
Billy Burns.
Thank you very much, Preston. Congratulations again, guys. I'm
winning
that.
Love and kisses.
All right, thank you, Gary. You sound good.
See
all right, we're glad you're not dead.
See you, Gary.
I love my family.
I gotta go. Listen, I got the president on the other line.
All right. See you later, Gary. All right. He's alive.
All right. That's good.
We really. I
need to hear his voice.
It was months.
Yeah.
It's been months since we've heard from him.
Well, it's working a hard eight every day.
Yeah. Should we? if we don't do this during the show, I might do it afterwards. Go to Target, buy a boombox, and bring it over to him.
How many boomboxes can you buy one person throughout a lifetime?
I can't imagine that place doesn't have a radio.
Well, he needs a work boombox.
We don't catch it, but we got Cyrus. You know, from the Warriors.
I want to key off of Gary a little bit to talk about this story that I saw this morning. Gary was world famous for, you know, he lost his jam for a while there.
He did.
He didn't have his teeth. So he didn't have his dentures, and they were missing, and we had to see Gary all gummy for a while there.
Gummy
eventually
Gary.
Got him back, and I saw a story about dentures this morning, which is very, very interesting. Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, boy.
Lenny Dykstra chronicled his latest misadventure on Twitter about a trip to go to get a hoagie at Jersey Mike's Subs, and it ended up, this was in Linden, by the way, and it turned into a bit of an adventure for him. So this is what he did an interview with New Jersey Advance Media on Tuesday. And he was talking, he goes, the bread is so hard on those subs. I took my teeth out and put them in a napkin, folded it up, and then forgot them there. Well, he left the restaurant. It's a couple of miles from his house. He later realized that he'd forgotten his teeth in the napkin. He said, when I went back, the worker said that they threw all the napkins in the garbage, and I told them there was no effing way I was leaving without my effing teeth. The dentures are apparently specially made with bone marrow and are valued at $80,000.
What the hell?
Dude, dentures are really, really, really expensive.
But $80,000?
Yeah, that's like dental implant expensive. Like
you could just get a dental implant.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I was just talking to a family member that has to get dentures, and they're easily around $30,000 that this
dear
person needs.
God.
Yeah, so for the next 9 hours, Dykstra said he and a friend were digging through the dumpster behind Jersey Mike's.
9 hours?
By the way, his buddy is a wrestler who goes by the name Sprinkles the Clown.
So Dykstra and Sprinkles were in the dumpster.
So Lenny Dykstra and Sprinkles the Clown were digging through the Jersey Mike's dumpster for 9 hours.
So didn't Lenny, there's a Twitter exchange back a while ago, wasn't there?
He's really active on Twitter, and perhaps if we tweeted at him now, he might respond. He hasn't tweeted in about 8 hours, but the last time we talked about Lenny Dykstra, he did respond and said that he would talk to us at some point.
Right. Well, maybe this is the time to find out what the deal is.
Yeah, 9 hours, that's an awfully long time.
Well, if the payoff is you reclaim $80,000 worth of dentures,
Listen, one time I had to dig through, maybe a couple times, but one time in particular, I dug through a garbage bag, just a bag.
Yeah.
And you would think, oh, I'll find what I'm looking for in just a second here. Oh, my God.
But what were you looking for?
I was looking for a very small thing. It was, I think I've told this story before. McDonald's was doing, it was when the movie Dick Tracy was out in theaters, and they had one of those cash promotions.
Sure.
A million bucks.
And I'm pretty sure that I threw away a $10,000 piece.
Flat top?
And I think, no, it was Mumbles, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was pretty sure that it was in the garbage. And I dumped all that crap out on my floor, and I went through it, and I couldn't find anything. And going through the garbage sucks, as you would imagine.
It's horrific.
But you don't realize how many little bitty things are in there, and
you
how
were looking
difficult.
For,
that's in one bag.
Yeah,
he's going through a dumpster.
Yeah, but he's also not looking for a tiny. I mean, obviously dentures aren't huge. Yeah, I know. I just don't think it's nine. Listen, you guys want to throw some dentures into a dumpster and have me look for it?
Yes, we do.
It's not going to take me 9 hours to find it.
Okay, if anyone, what we need to get is something that would approximate the size of dentures with the same color. Is there a dumpster here that's full that you could get into?
I don't know. You'd have to go to a restaurant dumpster, man, with all kinds of pre-chewed food.
That's pretty nasty.
Stuff all in there. Nasty.
Gerb.
Gerb.
Two things. I worked at McDonald's during that Dick Tracy promotion, and people went crazy for it. So I can understand the fervor for trying to find that piece.
Madonna was in it.
Yeah, Madonna was in it. Yes.
Mandy Patinkin.
That's right. And I believe the grand prize was $1 million.
Yeah.
I did the classic thing of throwing away my retainer, and this was in high school, and I left it on the tray. I took the tray, put it in the trash, and then realized it seconds later, went back, and it took me a good half hour to go, and it was a giant cafeteria-sized trash can, but I had to find it because it was several hundred dollars for the retainer, you know, and my parents would have killed me.
There's in the movie Parenthood.
That's exactly it.
The kid loses the retainer, and she's like, look, those things cost several hundred dollars. If you lost several hundred dollars, you go digging through the trash to find it, right?
And they're in the alleyway outside they're going through the same deal. There's some things that you have, like, you know, like a ring or something like that.
Right.
That has some importance. Listen, you don't go into the garbage because there was an extra rib on your plate that you accidentally threw away.
No. And what do? You call Sprinkles the Clown to come help you out. And in fact, Sprinkles, apparently, as shortly after 11 o'clock, took to Twitter and wrote, you want to come help me and Lenny Dykstra look for his dentures tonight? Oh my God. This is a serious question.
Okay. Do you know who Sprinkles? You know him by another name, Preston.
Uh-uh.
Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, really? Yeah.
From New Jersey. It's amazing. Listen,
he would know. He's in Jersey, man. So anyhow, Dykstra said he found his teeth early on Sunday, Father's Day. He said it was there for 9 hours.
I mean, at that point, I would have given up.
He for $80,000?
I mean, that's, you know, that's a BMW.
But 9
you
know? Hours?
Now, it'd be easier to find a BMW in that dumpster.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So he said, I was there for 9 hours. I thought the cops were going to arrest me for trespassing. I wasn't leaving my teeth there in the dumpster. No way was I leaving them.
Fellas, it's Lenny Dykstra.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm just looking for some teeth.
You're a memory from baseball.
Yeah, baseball. I was a center fielder. And shortstop.
Yeah.
Was I a shortstop?
No, just center fielder.
But they call me Nails, right?
Yeah.
They did call him Nails.
But I was never a shortstop.
So, never a shortstop. But, so he went digging through the trash for 9 hours, and eventually he found him. So,
I
hope he ran him under the faucet.
Nah, he just popped him right in.
Hey, take my sandwich.
Oh, that is so much better.
Okay. It's like I ate an entire buffet.
last week, and tell me if this is nasty, last week I was going to the bathroom. I was taking a wee-wee into the toilet.
That's absolutely what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. But above the toilet is a little cabinet, and I was totally naked. I was getting ready to go in the shower.
Yeah.
And I was reaching into the cabinet to grab a new loofah.
Yeah.
And I literally dropped it into the toilet as I was peeing on it. It's okay to use that loofah after you've washed it off for a little while, right?
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of similar to using...
Did you wring it out in your mouth?
I did not.
Kathy would light it
on fire. Kathy would light it on fire.
I was so mad at myself when that happened.
I'm just loving the notion of you with a loofah.
I love those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly, wasn't that his big thing? That was one of his kinky things. He loved to loofah.
Well, what do you use?
What's a minute. That? So, is it like a natural loofah?
No.
Oh,
no. You're just like one of those plastic poofs.
Scrunchy.
Casey. Oh, yeah, okay.
I use a baseball bat with nails driven through.
Well, you're a man.
Because I'm a man.
Yeah. You use the Negan.
I use the Negan.
Yeah.
Gets my bunghole really clean.
let me go to Jen. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen. What's up?
So this is a totally true story, and we tell it in my family all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl, my parents have a shore house, and my dad was, like, roughhousing with my sister and I, like, throwing us around in the ocean with all of our cousins, and his dentures fell out in the ocean. So we're looking for them. Everybody's doing, like, baby steps through the ocean looking for these dentures. We can't find them. The kids give up. We go back to the beach. My dad's still in the ocean looking for them. Literally 2 hours later, he found his dentures.
What?
Okay. Well, it's miraculous. I assume like a flounder swam up and gave a broad smile to him. Hey,
wouldn't that be awesome?
Look at this.
Ding.
I got me some pearly whites.
Coming out of the ocean, carrying them above his head, like, look what I found.
Well, you dropped something in the water, in the surf.
That's funny.
And because I've said this story, the great toy losses of my life, it wasn't teeth, but it was a little rubber snake that I got from Disneyland. And I dropped it, and I dropped it and didn't even move that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right in the same area. Never found it again, but I spent hours looking for that freaking snake.
Goes in the water, something happens, it flips off in a direction you don't expect it to go in, and then it can settle in
the covered
sediment or whatever, and it's gone, man.
You've been there, obviously.
Let me go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. Brian, what's up, buddy?
I am an elementary custodian, I have helped countless children go through garbage bags looking for lost money, lost
retainers when I worked at the middle school. It's unbelievable how many times it happens.
So can you give us some insight, Brian? Have you developed certain skills that allow you to locate things quicker or any shortcuts?
Sometimes it's easier to just grab an empty trash can, open up the bag, and start just pulling stuff out one at a time. Dumping it into the empty can.
Okay.
And then, but it's like winning the lottery, finding this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So instead of dumping it on the floor or something like that, you dig into the bag one item at a time and just drop it into the trash can if it's not what you're looking for.
So with retainers, could you have a magnet?
I guess that would work, but I think Nick had brought it up earlier. They would wrap it in a paper towel or they wrap it up in multiple.
I doubt that metal is.
And that makes it more. It makes it more difficult to find.
To an auto wrecking place and get an electromagnet.
Well, actually, like a metal detector might work for you.
Maybe you're right, Preston. Maybe that metal is not the
Brian.
Kind that's...
Brian, real quick, I feel bad, man. Like, kids are the worst. So, like, hang in there, bro, because they lose everything all the time. So my heart goes out to you, bro.
They do, and they're messy, but if they weren't messy, I wouldn't have a job. So
there you go. True. That's right, where you look at it.
By the way, Case, I need to back up, and you're saying that it'd be easy to find dentures in, a dumpster.
I didn't say easy.
Well, keep in mind, the beginning of the story, he wrapped them in a napkin.
Right.
So think of all the napkins that are going to be in bags of trash from a restaurant. So so it's not just like they would flop out. They'd be wrapped up in a napkin.
See, that would it be better to when you – so maybe this is a cautionary tale to anyone who goes into a fast food place or any sort of restaurant and eats. Rubber band your dentures or retainer to a brick.
Okay. That would make it easier to find if you ended up throwing that away. See, Press, I thought wrapping in a napkin made it easier to find.
Oh, God, no. I would think it would be much more difficult.
Because all you would have to do is just, like, grab anything that didn't look like a napkin, you just toss it. Everything that did look like a napkin, you just squeeze it.
Would dentures be fire-resistant? Could you lob a Molotov cocktail?
Incinerate all the trash and they would survive?
Right. Some good ideas here, guys.
I'm going to go next to Mario. Hey, Mario, good morning.
Hey, now he's autistic. Now you leave him alone.
Oh, my mom's cat.
That's good. Wow.
Thanks, Mario.
Well done.
All right, so check it out. I had a little bit of a rough paper route. I broke my two front teeth out. And the dentist, as my gums were healing for implants, the dentist gives me like an Invisalign braces type thing.
Yeah.
But it had two fake front teeth in it, so I can slip it in and it'll look like I had teeth.
Okay.
So the thing with this is the 3 months that I had this, or however long it was, I had to take it out every time I ate. So I'm at home. I pop this thing out of my mouth because at the time I was just used to popping it out right now. So I popped it out. I'm eating dinner, loving life, starting to clean up, not even paying attention. I'm trying to get, food out of my teeth and this giant hole in the front of my face. Yeah. I clean up, don't even think about it. I threw them in the trash. And I freaked out. Casey boy, now it's not hard to get another one. It's time. So it's the time that it would take for me to go to the dentist, get another the Invisalign thing.
I know. My children have them.
Get them to fit the teeth in there, in my face, and all that jazz. It's embarrassed. Now, at the time I was in Arkansas, at the risk of sounding stereotypical, I would have fit kind of right in.
Yeah, right.
You would have been made mayor.
Uh-huh. But at the same time, it was almost embarrassing. It's like, my friends and everybody around me knew what happened. But at the same time, I'm not trying to walk around with no front teeth. You know what I mean?
So how hard was it to reclaim them from the garbage?
Now, I'll tell you what, it was my own trash. It wasn't like I was in a dumpster.
That makes it better.
But it still took forever. I did the same thing. I dumped my trash kit, my trash bag out on the kitchen floor, and I was rifling through this like I was some kind of crazy addict or something, man. I felt crazy. And eventually I found them. They were sitting on a napkin. They weren't wrapped up in a napkin. But by the time they got in the trash, I was just lucky in the fact that those two fake front teeth were still in that piece of plastic.
Well, I'm glad you found it because, it's a pain in the ass. So Lenny Dykstra spending 9 hours looking for $80,000 dentures, you can certainly understand that.
in a food, in a dumpster,
yeah,
and a restaurant dumpster, absolutely. Especially in just one of those bags, like you guys said, with all the food,
yeah,
all the other napkins, all the trash, and just the sheer grossness of it.
Yeah, it's more than you think it is. Thanks, Mario. I appreciate
hey, no
that.
Problem.
You worked in, yeah, thanks. You worked in the restaurant industry for a long time.
Yeah.
You know stuff that goes off plates into the garbage.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever have to take the trash out when you in your brief career at McDonald's?
All the time.
And it's... There's something about fast food trash. Maybe it's the grease. I don't know. But it's far more disgusting than any other trash I've ever dealt with.
Just restaurant trash.
Yeah.
I mean, trash. I remember taking garbage cans out that weighed way more than I could lift.
We had
to empty the
grease traps, too. And there was a special grease disposal unit. And it was the foulest smell I think I've ever... Maybe pig urine and feces smells worse. But
okay.
Grease is a close second.
I eat at that place.
Pig feces?
Yeah.
Yeah, they serve a lot of ham.
At the school, my kids' school, we do, like, these charity things, you know, whether it be trivia night or bingo night. But at the end of the night, you got to take all the trash out. And it's just the trash slime. It makes me gag. It is so gross. And it's just, there's like a little slick that, I don't know, people just throw away liquids. I have a hard time throwing away liquids.
Well, listen, you think that's bad. Here's the length somebody will go to get their dentures back. I'm going to go to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
This story is as unbelievable as it is. It's totally true.
Okay.
I grew up in an Irish family. My dad could not believe that you would have to pay for braces for kids.
Okay.
Which was just unfathomable. Mm-hmm. My brother Michael loses his four front teeth prom night in a car accident. He hits the steering wheel. So after having braces for 10 years, loses his four front teeth. My dad breaks down and gets him, like, the bridge with the front four dentures.
Yep.
He goes over to Ireland, gets plastered, throws up in his toilet. The teeth get flushed out into the septic system. My man had to go out, find them in the septic system the next morning, and then put them back in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
How do you even begin to go into a septic tank? I mean, can you? Do you even have?
You have to excavate.
To that?
Yeah,
you could take the lid off of it.
It was one of those. Okay.
In Ireland, it's like a septic system, but they come in and drain them and suck them out because, you know, it's very.
I'm a septic sucker,
and they don't have sewer systems.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, man.
God.
So he had to. So how long was that process? Because not only that, as you have a septic tank closed, it starts to generate gases and things that are horrific. So how long did it take before he found his denture?
He was lucky because it was floating on the top. Like, aww, it was in the latest.
That's adorable. What's this denture doing in my septic tank?
Thanks, Bill. That's a level of hell I can't.
No, forget it.
Begin to imagine.
Learn how to do without.
Wow. Okay. Well, interesting. Well, Lenny found his dentures.
Yes.
They were in the Jersey Mike Subs dumpster in Linden behind the restaurant with Sprinkles the Clown helping him find them.
If this isn't made into a movie.
He just responded to our tweet.
Yay!
Oh, here you go. It says, wait a minute.
This is us tweeting at him, and then he just replied a minute ago.
So we wrote, "Morning, Lenny Dykstra. We're praising your denture determination right now at WMMR. Please call." And then he wrote, "Send clip here."
I don't know what that means.
That means he's looking for a haircut.
So he responded. I guess he's not going to give his call.
Yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, can you imagine working at Jersey Mike's that particular night and somebody comes in, a regular, somebody you know, "Hey, how's it going, Joe?" "Not bad. Lenny Dykstra's out back digging through the dumpsters to Sprinkle the Clown."
He's with the clown. Huh. Just another night.
Another night at Jersey Mike's.
Well, hang on. Before we go for a commercial, everybody, just check lines 1 and 7 if it's Lenny. If it's not Lenny, then hang up and we got to take a break.
Okay, just to see in case he might be calling in.
Yeah.
All right, but $80,000 dentures. I was speaking to a relative of mine the other day who is going to have to get all of their top teeth pulled because of medical reasons.
Yeah.
And, said that the denture situation is like $33,000 or something, and they don't have insurance.
So bone marrow. I've never heard. So you said Dykstra's.
What it says.
Dentures are $80,000 because they're made of bone marrow.
Yeah, I don't. Or no. It says made with bone marrow, which that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I didn't write the story, so I'm not really sure.
I know what they do. They grave rob.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
They go through and they just steal. Hey, they're not using them anymore.
You're dead. You know,
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.